Vince Adametz can tell you some stories. He was on the front lines in World War II as a private first class. He fought the Nazis in Italy, France, and Germany. And then the war ended. And for a long time, he chose not to tell those stories.
We were coming home. We didn't want to know nothing. We just want to get out, get back to natural life, and live our life the way it should be. And that's what I did.
Adametz got married to the love of his life, Marge, 3 weeks after he came home to New Jersey. He became a sheet metal mechanic, and they soon had three children. The kids grew up, he retired, and then his wife died, and he ended up living with his son in Lawrence, South Carolina. 9 years ago, he was watching the dedication of the World War II Memorial on TV.
And I had to get up three or four times in here because I was crying. I think of it now, and I get tears in my eyes. Because of what I went through and all my buddies that I lost. Then right then and then I said, I don't want to go up to see the monument. No way, no way, no way.
But the memories started coming back. Good ones, bad ones, funny ones, and tragic ones. And he realized they were memories worth sharing. He started talking to his son Blue Jay about them. And Blue Jay discovered a whole new side of his dad.
You know, the one making you go to bed at night and not have any fun and that sort of thing. And then you find out that they were running a flamethrower. And it's just a whole different image of him as a person.
Now Adametz is used to telling his war stories. He's almost 90, but he's still proud of what he calls his infantry legs. He brings over a big black box filled with things from the war.
I can still carry heavy stuff.
Yeah, don't get him started.
But he's already started. He pulls out a scrapbook with pictures and clippings from the war.
The story behind this is these pictures. My wife, while I was gone, she was collecting all these pictures. This is a soldier coming home to his girl. That's what she was looking forward to.
They were engaged while he was away at war, and Adametz says she wrote him a lot. He remembers the day he received several months' worth of her letters.
I took all her letters and I put them in order. She was sending me a letter every single day.
He has a lot of fond memories like this, but of course there are plenty of bad ones too. Take his first combat experience. He was one of thousands of troops who landed on the beaches of Anzio.
Allied patrols on the Anzio front below Rome are in constant contact with the enemy. Troops blazing away within sight of a Nazi outpost.
The idea was the Allies would liberate Rome quickly, but it took 4 months. By the time they got there, 4,400 Allied troops were dead. One day was especially bad.
The Rangers were fighting ahead of us, and then we moved up to start the front line. Walking up the ditches and all that were over there, and at 20 years old, looking at what I saw in those ditches, all these dead GIs laying there, the Rangers were massacred. They caught him off guard and they killed them all.
Adametz wondered how he'd make it through. But 2 years later, he was home. And 60 years after that, he started telling the stories.
You really cherish these memories. I mean, you enjoy talking about them.
Yeah, in a sense, I do. I really do. Because how many of us are still alive yet? Like me, infantrymen. How many are still alive? I don't know. But, you know, it's something that should be recognized, really.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Lawrence, South Carolina.